You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Madison. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX. It's time for the John and Gordy Morning Show.
That's right. This is when we're going to play jazz music,
John,
remember?
John Gordy Radio Show.
Yeah.
On where? WMDX.
And we decided to go talk political.
Okay.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Why waste a jingle when you have it? You
that's know, right.
That's what I think.
That's John Peterson. I'm Gordy Young. Dominic Lee is our producer. It is 7 minutes past the hour. A nice clear start, but it's chilly out there. A little bit of frost here and there. So look out for that this morning. And temperatures climbing into the mid to upper 60s later on today. Right now, 37 degrees. Hey, you can win your dinner from WMDX and Sugar River Pizza. You know, Sugar River Pizza, they are award-winning. They won the Best of Madison Pizza Award. And we're celebrating with them to give you a chance to win a $50 gift card each and every week. We throw out all the entries at the end of the week. Just pick one that gets the winning $50 gift card. So we're starting all over again. You can go to WMDXradio.com, click on the carousel that says Win Your Dinner from WMDX and Sugar River Pizza. You could be our next winner.
All right. Sounds great. John Minter out there in Edgerton.
Yeah, what do you have to say?
He says the top five donators of the election were all Republicans, and George didn't even crack the top 10. And that's true. That's true. Hmm. I remember when Scott Walker went out to see Adelson in Las Vegas to get his stamp of approval and a big bag of money.
Really? That's all he got?
They
just
didn't make
a big bag
deal
of money?
About it. Yeah, it was this
throw
whole
it
thing.
In a grocery
well,
sack.
I'm planning on going out there soon because, you know, Mr. Adelson wants to see me. I definitely want to check it out. Yeah, it's like casual. Yeah, I'm going to get a lot of money.
Sure.
Whatever he wants, he gets. Come on.
Wow.
It's just ridiculous. And then to complain about George Soros. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with that dangerous group that he has, you know, I mean, just the name alone scares the daylights out of you. Open Society Foundation.
Oh, no.
Anyway, well, you know, Ted Cruz is on this thing. He sounded the alarm on possible ties between George Soros and the No Kings protest.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
Ted Cruz is
he
on
he found
this,
the
huh?
ties to this?
What?
Could we listen to this? He's got, you know, he's pretty smart.
He's well-connected.
He's smart.
Now, I will say one of the most important things President Trump has done recently is he has pledged that he's going to go after Antifa. And what I've been urging is follow the money, cut off the money.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at this No Kings rally, and there's considerable evidence that George Soros and his network is behind funding these rallies,
which may
well be riots all across the country.
Could
and
be.
Soros is writing the check.
Could be riots.
And so I've introduced legislation called the Stop Funders Act that would add rioting to the list of predicate offenses for RICO. Why is that? Because it would let the Department of Justice use RICO racketeering to prosecute the money that is funding the anti-Semitic protests on campuses, the pro-open border protest in L.A. and other cities, and these No King protests. Anyone that is supporting rioting and violence, it lets you go after the money.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, there are more than 200 left-wing groups behind this. These No Kings rallies this weekend. They deliberately are blind to what each of the others are doing. That's part of how they avoid accountability. RICO is designed for precisely that sort of criminal enterprise.
Criminal.
Both Pam Bondi at DOJ and Cash Patel at FBI follow the money and prosecute those who are writing checks funding acts of violence, political violence or otherwise, across the country.
If it happens. okay, so let me see here, Tom. Ted Cruz basically said that these independent groups, there's no ties between them, right?
Right.
So it kind of flies in the face of this giant network, left-wing network that Cash Patel is going after, and Pam Bondi is certainly going to search out. I don't know. These guys are constantly contradicting themselves, and they're almost funny to a certain degree. Let's go to the phones right now. We've got Mark on the line. Mark, what do you got for us?
Yeah, he's been waiting a long time.
I was at No Kings on Saturday here in the Bridge of Prairie du Sac over the Wisconsin River over the Sauk City Bridge. Over
That's right.
And one estimate was over 600 people were on the bridge. I thought it was over 400, but the bridge was covered, and there was just a couple. You know, most of the traffic going by was beeping in affirmative, in support. A few people were flipping us off going by. But there was a couple of trolls there in military garb holding the Trump 2024 sign up.
Yikes!
They were wearing like military fatigues, but they were masked. They didn't want their faces to be seen.
What is wrong with those people?
I just thought incredible courage. And,
yes.
It's And there's talking to one woman who's a fan of the program. Yeah. I think she's going to be on Pat Kretlow's program on Thursday with advocating for her daughter who has disabilities, but she's another fan of this program. She even a fan of me. She said, "Mark from the Sack." She was just pleased to meet me.
You got your fan club.
And I find it hard to believe that I actually have a fan club.
Yes, you do.
Because all I say is just, what pops into my head some mornings and look it up. But you just need to follow the fall history and Clan O'Donnell and Laura Ingraham, the Ingraham Angle. Laura Ingraham is a cancer survivor. You'd think she'd have a little bit more humanity and a little bit more sympathy in her soul. Apparently these people sold their souls for their millions, and she's talking about all this stuff. And that here she's, she's a multimillionaire, and she just wants to, rub it in and complain about. And George, what gets me is that I'm surprised these people aren't hawking Henry Ford's old book from back in the 1930s, The International Jew, The World's Biggest Problem, or something that, because these guys are just, the anti-Semitism, just, they're all for Israel, but the anti-Semitism that they display is just...
I know.
Is just shocking.
It's over the top, yeah.
All right, Mark. Well,
Mark,
thanks
thank you
for giving
us
a call this morning.
608-879-8255
I want to play Mike Johnson again.
Well,
not the one, the cut after that, but just, we'll stop it right after Mike Johnson makes his little comment about the No Kings protest.
I encourage you to watch. We call it the Hate America rally that'll happen Saturday. Let's see who shows up for that. I bet you see pro-Hamas supporters. Antifa types. I bet you see the Marxist in full display, the people who don't want to stand and defend the foundational truths of this republic. And we do. And that's what we're here doing every single day.
So, nearly 7 million demonstrators in small towns and cities across the country showed up for the No Kings protest. And
huge.
Get this, Trump declared that he was not a king on Fox News on Friday, just to kind of make sure that everybody knew that, maybe, and just diffuse the whole protest. Call it off. His paranoid, racked brain imagines con artists, enemies, conspiracies to justify his kingly military invasions of cities, and he doesn't even know what fascism is, so I don't know. Maybe he shouldn't say anything, right? And get this, the protests were overwhelmingly peaceful. More than 350,000 people protested in New York City, with New York City police making zero arrests connected to the protests. Rallies from Charlotte, North Carolina to San Diego, California also did not see any arrests, according to the police. Get this, though. The Badger game, there were about 17 people arrested.
Well, the game wasn't a good one, so they needed to do something.
Just to give you a little comparison.
Jazz it up.
Oh, God. All right. I've got a clip here of Mehdi Hasan. He spoke in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
In the nation's capital. Let's listen to part of what he had to say here. Let's go.
Even King Charles has more respect for democratic norms and traditions than the whiny authoritarian man-child trying to send troops into as many blue cities as he can. This is a president who says he wants to be a dictator, but only for a day. Well, we are now 271 days into his wannabe dictatorship. He just went to see the Egyptian president, Sisi, who is a military dictator, runs one of the most repressive regimes on earth. And he went there and he said, I want to praise your fantastic leadership and your low crime rates. This is who he loves. Mm-hmm. This is the autocratic leader he aspires to be. And of course, he was in Egypt hailing his Gaza peace plan, which is a ceasefire, yes, but not a peace plan. Israel, for the past week, has violated the ceasefire again and again, killing Palestinians with impunity. Yesterday, they killed 7 Palestinian children during a ceasefire. There is no peace in the Middle East because, as Dr. King said, peace is not just the absence of violence, it is the presence of justice. So these are dark times. Genocide abroad, fascism at home, which is why it's so crucial that we gather, we organize, we rally like this. We mobilize, we pluralize, we bring people into the tent. We register voters, we defend voters, we become voters if we're not already. And you know, they say we don't reach out to the other side. We don't reach out to conservatives or Republicans, that we're in an echo chamber. Well, let me say to every Republican and conservative watching, aren't you the ones who said no more big government, no tyranny in America? So if you believe that, what are you doing defending masked federal agents in unmarked cars, bundling people off of the streets, including American citizens, and disappearing them? How are you okay with that? And if you're not okay with it, then come over to our side, the side of the Democrats, the small D Democrats, not the big D Democrats, not the Democratic Party, those of us who are from all parties and none. But those of us who care about saving America so that we can get to our 250th birthday and still be free when we reach 250 years. Mm-hmm. Come over to our side.
Yep.
The side of no crowns, no thrones, no kings. The side of freedom, of liberty, of the Constitution. We here today are not spectators. We are citizens. We are not bystanders, we are proud and patriotic Americans. And we Americans, we the people, will not allow our country to be taken over by demagogues and dictators. We will not stand for it. Answer this. Are you willing to sit back and let Trump shred our freedoms?
No.
Are you willing to sit back and bend the knee to fascists and white supremacists?
No.
Are you willing to be the Americans on whose watch democracy died? Good, because people power is our last line of defense. Remember this, Donald Trump has never, ever, not in 3 elections, won a majority of the vote. Never. I'll say this to you. Here's the math that they are scared of. There are more of us than there are of them. And we have no intention of losing our country, our democracy, our freedoms to that twice impeached convicted criminal and his gang of grifters. No way. We will out-organize them, we will outvote them, we will outlast them. When I see you all out here today in your thousands, in millions across the country, I have hope, I have faith that America can defeat this fascist threat, this authoritarian mania, this MAGA cult, and save our freedoms. And I also have faith and hope that one day soon, the Palestinians will be free. Thank you very much for your time.
There you go. That's many a son.
Boy, that's quite the speech.
That is a great speech.
Yeah, excellent. 19 minutes past the hour. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll be talking to former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin.
We've got Dick on the line. We'll get to his phone call in just a few moments. We've got a few more cuts here about the No Kings protest.
Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
They're lined up on the playground, hands all in the air. See it on our news feed and we cry. Despair, they're counting up
never anywhere to hide. Thoughts and prayers.
John and Gordy in the morning. WMDX 92.7.
It is 7:23. Temperatures today should climb into the mid to upper 60s. It's going to get windy at times. And right now, still chilly in the upper 30s. So you might be even in for a little bit of frost this morning.
Sue sent us a text from McFarland. Mm-hmm. No Kings was amazing here in Madison. No violin. Lots of unicorns, children, dogs. Mm-hmm. Music.
Good times.
No violence at all. I have to say, one of the amazing things was at how many people created their own costumes, you know? And I don't mind, the cartoon character costumes were fantastic. The animal costumes were great. I know when you had to buy them, but this is a way to celebrate a protest, you know? Go out there and really, you know, say what you think and wear a goofy costume on top of it all, you know, and it was great. You know, I ran into Merlin, the wizard. And,
oh, really?
Oh, wow.
And Gandalf, the wizard, was too, with his special sign. I mean, the wizard showed up, and when they do, that means something to me anyway. Hey. Let's go to Dick. Dick's on the line for us. What do you got for us, Dick?
I'm going to go local, being that you're having the former mayor on. Mm. I mentioned this a week or so to you ago about the Causeway Project.
Yes.
And about 75% of it is federally funded in the second phase, from what I understand and have read. I could easily see this clown pulling the plug on it.
Yeah.
And then we'd sit with the thing, kind of like that big hole downtown on West Wash where MATC sat.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not
going
anywhere.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
And I could really see that happening with him.
Well,
it would be
that was
really bad.
We pointed that out right away. Gordy and I were just like, wait a minute, this isn't going to work out for us.
They seem to think those federal funds are secure. But,
yeah. Well, I know. Just
with
pull
the
funding.
System.
Yeah, just to get even because it's a blue city.
Right.
All right, Dick, thanks a lot for that. And let's go to Joe right away. Joe, what do you got for us?
Hi, guys. Great show, as always. And just a reminder that your callers are, you know, the spice that makes your stew the most wonderful thing ever.
Absolutely.
And I did want to say, you know, thanks to Dick and all the texters and all. And I did want to also add a salute to Mark. Yes, you have a big fan club. And one of the things that I've gotten from Mark is his emphasis on the Federalist Papers and the idea that our country has a history. It's based on something, not just, you know, thin air. Mm-hmm. And in that regard, I just wanted to say that, think about the courage that those people had who signed the Declaration of Independence. They could have been killed by the king, and they just went ahead and did it. And I did want to say that, speaking of courage, we do need to look at Speaker Mike Johnson and the fact that we're heading into another week of him refusing to go forward. He's just sitting on his tail feathers doing nothing while people are going through a lot of hurt. And he does not want to seat that congresswoman who was elected out of Arizona, Adelita Guevara, I believe is the way to pronounce her name. And he just won't seat her. And he says, this is the most amazing thing ever. The guy is the Speaker of the House. He is in charge of the House. And he told this candidate who has not been seated yet, she's been elected, but she hasn't been seated yet, just go ahead and do your job. You don't need to be sworn in.
Oh,
just
my
go
God.
Ahead and do your just do your job.
Well, I did not know that.
How does she get keys to the office? How does she get security? You know, how does she get a staff? How does she get, you know, the cleaning crew to, I mean, she has no office with a key. And I guess she's supposed to run her congressional career with a cell phone, you know, at Starbucks or something. I don't, you know.
Yeah.
So this is where we are. And all you can think is a lot of courage, Mike. There must be some really stinky stuff in that Epstein file.
Oh, I know.
You can't go forward and seat this person who was duly elected. And for God's sakes, you know, just go ahead and do your job.
It's
for
amazing.
Heaven's sakes, why doesn't he do his job, you know?
Right.
So at any rate,
It's one of the biggest cover-ups that we've ever seen in history, this human trafficking problem with Epstein. And they're just covering it up. They're not going to put it out there. This is just astonishing.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, how long will we be without this person? Yeah. How long will we be in lockdown, basically, until it gets released? Thanks a lot, you guys.
All right, Joe. Thank you. Yeah. Yes. I got it. This is a radio announcer. He does a weekend show, I guess, in New York, which is still pretty good. Anyway, he was out there. And you know what they were doing? They were going to weird corners and saying, oh, not a lot of people are here. Well, yeah. This is him. This is him talking. But check it out.
And just like a fart in a white suburban wind, they're gone. They're all gone. Yeah. The No Kings protest is over just like that.
Yeah.
They've all cleared out.
They go home after nothing.
And, you know, an hour and a half they were here. Conviction apparently has to be scheduled. You see, and allyship is on a deadline, especially when Kaylee has to get ready for her ballet recital a little later. It's absolutely hilarious.
No, it isn't.
Timed advocacy. I am not surprised that these weekend warriors were in and out, so that they could go and do all of their own stuff. That's how you can tell all of this is empty. The only ones who are calling Donald Trump a king are liberals. The only ones who are referring to him as some type of monarch or whatever are them.
Well,
pointless from the very beginning. It's empty, but apparently they're going to keep doing it. Anyways.
All right. Well, you got the idea, you know. I mean, we went
sour
home
grapes
after the rallies. Yeah.
Where else are we supposed to go out and party?
Well,
or
I don't
something?
Know. It's a great observation.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. We have lives, you know. We don't camp out at Trump rallies for weeks on end just to wait for him to show up. My God.
We will be back with former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin up next on John and Gordy, WMDX.
WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the morning. I get so wrapped up in that song. I love it.
The American dream is killing us all. We've got sunshine today, highs in the mid to upper 60s. Time for us to talk with former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, guys. Pretty good weekend, though.
Boy, it really was. I mean, what a great get-together out at the Capitol on Saturday. Just fantastic. I was out there, and Gordy missed it because he was in the process of moving, but so many people turned out, so many costumed characters turned out for this protest. I want to get your input on that. What do you think of turning up in costumes for these protests? I mean, I'm trying to figure out a better way to protest.
Really?
And I'm thinking costumes is the way to at least, you know, present a different kind of image, right? I mean, instead of the smoke bombs and the flash bombs and everything else, you know, when you have a costume character, it lessens the impact of those
Well,
events,
when the cops are hauling off a unicorn, you know, that's with a sign.
You know there's something wrong with
there's
them,
there's something weird
it's not
going
the
on.
Unicorn.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yes, and especially if it's, shall we say, something or someone that we treat with affection.
Yeah.
Like a unicorn, like a princess.
Right.
Or a giant bee. I like the giant bee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dinosaur.
Yeah. Or Gandalf the wizard.
Yeah.
Well, okay. It was a great protest. You've been through a lot of protests yourself here in Madison. I mean, we are the protest city. What are some of the things that you remember way back when that seemed to work and things that didn't work exactly?
Well, I think the important thing to remember is this, that protests generally are important to invigorate the base. Mm-hmm. They give us energy. They give us the momentum to go on to do other things. Protests don't necessarily expand the base. they do energize it. Mm-hmm. And so what you do, you don't hop from protest to protest. What you do is you have protests, then you do the work of expanding the base, more protests, expand the base. There's almost a rhythm to it. And as it progresses, you see political change.
Yeah.
You do see end to wars. You do see legislation passed that produces social and economic justice. And so, now it's time to double down and go out there and expand the base.
You know,
it was a great weekend across the country.
You know what they're doing now?
Internationally.
Oh yeah, internationally too. Yes, but what they're doing now is they're creating more of a show. You know, with some of the weaponry, with some of the smoke bombs, all of that stuff creates a show for the administration. You know, and it creates confusion among the protesters, and no one knows what's really going on. And they can present it any way they want. They can spin the images in the way that they want to because of those show busy type of situations they want to create and put out on social media.
Well, I think one of the things, especially as long as the protests stay peaceful, and including in peaceful, I include disruption. This disruption has its role.
Mm-hmm.
I draw the line at trashings. But one of the things that, going back particularly to the Nixon administration, and now we see it with the Trump administration, is you have repressive governments that do not know how to democratically respond to those protests. And that's works to our advantage because that does highlight the fact that they are emperors, they are kings, that they have no regard for the other branches of government, the legislative body, and particularly the courts. Now, the big challenge for us as Americans now is, will the courts stand by the Constitution? Mm-hmm. The packing of the Supreme Court with Trump appointees, obviously, is, I think, the most terrifying thing we've seen in the history of this nation. The combination of a president who believes that his will is more important, more powerful than the other two branches of government.
Well, Amy Coney Barrett, she did an interview, and she mentioned that that President Trump can do almost anything he wants. He can defy the court, the Supreme Court, if he wants, because they have no way to stop him. They don't have police powers to stop him. So
yes,
that's an amazing thing to say.
Yes. Well, it's the reality, and it goes back to one of the very first Supreme Court rulings, Mayberry versus Madison. We talked about that, where after the Supreme Court decision, the president said, in effect, they made that ruling, let them enforce it. Sort of, jokingly mocking the fact that the Supreme Court has no other way of enforcing its decisions,
right? Yeah.
Other than the will of the president and the Congress to abide by the rulings.
That's right.
We're talking with former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin. Paul, before we went on the air, you mentioned a New York Times article that caught your eye, basically talking about how there's maybe a lane for more moderate candidates in our near future. Tell us more about that.
It's an interesting article this morning, which discusses the fact that while there's not a lot of competitive races, it's an opinion piece. It's entitled, America Still Has a Political Center and It's the Key to Winning. And while there aren't that many competitive congressional districts or even Senate districts, there are some. And the key to winning, and they use some Wisconsin examples here, the elections of Tony Evers and re-election the last time of Tammy Baldwin. The point is, you don't have to be as left-wing and progressive in these more moderate congressional districts as, say, an AOC or a Mark Pocan. That if your party wants to build a majority, speaking in this case of the Democrats, let's elect more moderate people who will be there, maybe not on every issue, but certainly in enough to control a House of Congress. And you see it in two different ways. First, in terms of more moderate people in these swing districts, but also they use the example of Tammy Baldwin, who's got a plethora of positions on issues, and in certain parts of Wisconsin, for example, maybe she ought to talk about some of the efforts that she's made in terms of combating unnecessary government regulation, rather than speaking about some of her more militant positions in regards to social and economic justice.
That's a pretty good idea, yeah.
So that middle lane is pretty much wide open for candidates like
yes, it is.
They can drive through there.
Yeah. Tammy's been out there. Yeah, go ahead.
Read a portion of the article.
Mm-hmm.
And the author of this piece suggests the strategy and then writes, left-wing Democrats and right-wing Republicans have spent years trying to tell a different story. They claim that reaching out to swing voters is overrated. And then they're wrong. But they do have an element of truth in what they're saying. And their point, the author's point is this. There's not as many swing districts in this country that are left to be competitive. But there's still enough swing districts for either party to create a majority.
Hmm.
So good luck to all of us.
Yeah. I know. I'm contemplating what that exactly could mean.
Well, I just wonder if moderate and mid, I guess we wouldn't know until they try, but moderate and middle candidates do, you know, how do they do in fundraising? Because things are so divided now. And it seems like big money is driving the train still.
Yes, that's for sure.
But isn't there a youth movement as well that we're looking at? You know, getting fresh new faces in, new blood in the Democratic Party?
I think that's critical as well. And we've seen that in some of these instances where we've got challenges. We have challenges to some well-entrenched incumbents. Republicans have absolutely no problem throwing some of their older, shall we say, more moderate leaders under the bus. Democrats are a bit reluctant to do that. But I think the key is understanding the nature of the constituency and finding the candidate who can win that election. And then with time, and this is critical, and it was the key to my success here in Madison, in the first time I was elected mayor in the 70s, prove that you're going to represent the people, prove that you're going to look out for their agenda, and then prove you can govern and take them with you to a more progressive position. Organized labor in Madison in the 1970s was horrendous. Public employees unions were not looking out for women. And one of the greatest battles we had was the city's efforts that were successful to hire women firefighters. The women The Firefighters Union adamantly was opposed to it. And if you look at the list of some of the alders, particularly so-called downtown progressives, they voted against the appointment at that time of Judith Pedersen to the Police and Fire Commission. And I had nominated her as an appointee of somebody who was going to work diligently to change the hiring standards for the department and make it more inclusive to include women. Now, there was a bad battle itself, but not only was there that battle, but then we had to move forward with the firefighters union and keep them, in effect, on the progressive side. Because in terms of elections, they've been key to my first victory.
Paul, we need to leave it there. We appreciate you joining us. Always good to talk to you, and we'll talk to you again next month. And
well, hopefully it'll be as warm then as it is now.
Appreciate it. Yes.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Appreciate your
Paul Sondland, former Madison mayor. We're coming right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It's very clear you're behind backing, and we're going to run it all away with no more king.
We're going to elect a president.
No more king.
He's going to do what the people want.
No more king.
We're going to run things our way.
No more king.
Nobody's going to tell us what to do.
To put it kindly, King, we really don't agree.
They WMDX. 92.7, it's John and Gordy in the morning. We're all holding hands, trying to make it through the next 3.5 years.
That's right.
And we'll be here for you.
7:52, got a few more minutes to go here before Stephanie Miller.
I mentioned earlier that they were flooding social media with old mass protests trying to discredit the major protests, No Kings protest around the nation. The right wing was very busy putting videos out there of protests that don't actually happen, you know, now. They happened many years ago. And one of the big ones, and this is what the Post read, countless leftist mouthpieces on X, including Elizabeth Warren, have been caught sharing a 2017 MSNBC video from a Boston counter-protest to make it appear as footage of the 2025 No Kings rally after lower-than-expected turnout. Now, the turnout was rather large.
It was huge.
You know, I don't know. We saw a lot of homemade signs, a lot of costume characters out there. I think this is a fantastic turnout. Even in Middleton, one of the corners in Middleton was jam-packed with people holding signs and protesting. What a great sight that was. And tomorrow, thanks to a listener who sent us the audio, Judge Everett Mitchell's opening speech, which was very difficult to follow. John Nichols did a good job right afterwards, but it was a great speech. We'll get a little piece of that tomorrow. So it was just a fantastic speech. All right. Let's get to, we have CJ on the line.
Got a bunch of calls,
let's
actually.
Let's go to We're CJ
not be
quick.
Able to get to all of them.
What do you got, CJ?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi. Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call. I saw some videos where newscasters were rocking around to these protests, and I love where they asked them why they were protesting, and they didn't have any idea. So what is he doing as a king? They didn't have any idea. And Mr. Sondland talked about getting the youth vote. Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk, blowing up, gentlemen. The churches are packed. The youth are looking for positive messages, and they're finding it on the Republican side.
But you know, the message that Charlie Kirk had wasn't a positive one; it was a horribly negative one. It was masked in Christianity.
Really?
It was masked in Christianity. It pretended to be a religious point of view, and it poisons religion.
Country. That's just a terrible message, isn't it, guys? Well, that's why
I think it's more detailed than that.
And millions of youth headed towards the conservative side, as you guys.
Well, you can say that.
Crazy people like Mandani,
yeah.
A communist, Marxist.
Well, you know, he look, we'll see how successful he is. We'll see how successful he is on that, CJ.
Yeah, we will.
Okay, right. We're going to take a next caller here. It's Charles. What do you got for us, Charles?
Charles got a couple of minutes.
Good morning, guys. Man, I hate I had to call. Yeah. He had to come before me. He spews. What he does is he really shows his racism. He does. He Mandami hasn't done anything to anyone except for talked about trying to help everyday normal citizens. One thing you don't hear coming from the right anymore is helping people. It was all about, oh, the grocery prices. We got to bring prices down. Housing. Donald Trump has not said one thing about helping everyday normal citizens.
Exactly.
Good point.
I was calling about the protest. My wife and I went down to Cathedral Park in Milwaukee, and it was amazing. Earl was the MC. He did a great job. Maggie Dawn had a speaking part. Mm-hmm. She did great. It was terrific to see all humans out there, different shades, just enjoying themselves and trying to save the democracy of this country. There was no hate speech. There was no, we hate America. None of that.
Right.
And I think Republicans are butthurt because there were no issues and they thought they were going to be. I was glad of the time limit thing from 11 to 2 o'clock, you disperse, because if you let it linger on, that gives the opportunity for the hooligans that they want to come in and disrupt things and then have broadcasted all over the news. Oh, look at the riots. They're tearing up stuff. We thought it was fantastic. Couldn't ask for a better day.
Exactly. All right, Charles, thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, great point of view. And that's what happened during the No Kings rallies. Now let's go to Tim Burchett. He's a Republican, and he was out at Burger King. Let's listen.
Hey, everybody. Congressman Tim Burchett here at your friendly neighborhood Burger King, enjoying my No Kings Day. It's some traditional flame broiled goodness in my hand right now. Could you imagine the Democrat Party calling about No Kings when they literally elected their candidate for president, Kamala Harris, with no election? Imagine that.
Man.
The irony of it all. We don't have a king in this country. We've got a president. He's doing a pretty darn good job.
All right. He also wrote, celebrating the fact that I don't have a British accent with a charbroiled Whopper in my hand. Okay, wait a minute. You know, that voice sounded familiar. Could you play 165 for me here? Let's listen to this. Because I think this is with the British accent, though.
Okay.
This is Tim Burchett, I think.
Ouchie, Captain, at Cappy's Drive-In at 62nd and Fond du Lac. If you and your crew feel like you've been in the brig on bread and water for days, Cappy's is the port where the best hamburgers are to be found for only 15 cents.
All right.
I think you're right.
See, it's very close. Yeah?
Sounds like the same guy.
I know. It does sound like the same guy. And he tipped his hand. He said, I don't have a British accent this time. Okay. All right. Well,
fabulous.
It's
hey,
the grouchy captain.
That is going to do it for a Monday. Tomorrow, Tom and Christy Manis will join us talking about some fall trip ideas this time of year with the leaves changing and all that kind of thing. Stephanie Miller's next. John, have a great day.
Yeah, well, I certainly will, and we'll be talking more about No Kings tomorrow as well.
Yes, sir.
So long.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.